I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, March 7. Coming up, government says Kingston Container Terminal redevelopment key to urban renewal. Revenue Protection Division makes another arrest for fraudulent motor vehicle documents. And Orange Bay to Windsor Castle Main Road closed. The news in detail after the break.
The JCDC has a competition for everybody. Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here. Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
Now the news. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the redevelopment of the Kingston Container Terminal is being positioned as a catalyst for urban renewal in the corporate area. Shipping and international trade, he says, is perhaps the most vital component of economic development in small island states such as Jamaica, due to the absence of major manufacturing operations for consumer items such as motor vehicles. Dr. Chang says boosting efficiency at the port will have the spillover effect of stimulating commercial activity, job creation, and overall economic growth.
We have seen major decline. Urban renewal is crucial, expansion of job opportunities, but to do so, I think it is the government's commitment and understanding we have to develop Kingston Port. We have to look at international trade as a basis for sustainable, strong growth, and to bring improvement to the quality of life and ensure the expanding income for our people.
Dr. Chang was addressing a conference on infrastructure development and public-private partnerships organized by the Development Bank of Jamaica from March 6 to 7. The Revenue Protection Division, RPD, of the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service has made yet another arrest in its efforts to apprehend motorists using fraudulent documents. In a release issued Monday, the RPD said a 55-year-old man of Mason River, Clarendon, was charged after he allegedly tendered a driver's license at the Chapleton Tax Office. He was held after it was discovered that the license was false. This latest case follows the arrest and charge of a taxi operator on February 26 for tendering forged documents. The RPD has expressed concern at the prevalence of persons with fraudulent motor vehicle documents and is again encouraging members of the public to utilize the services of the Tax Administration of Jamaica at any of its 29 tax offices island-wide or its online services to avoid prosecution. Jampro will be targeting Jamaicans living in the United States, the U.S., as part of the thrust to increase food exports. Vice President for Export and Market Development Robert Scott says the entity will be engaging an in-market broker to take orders in key cities in the U.S. where members of the Jamaican diaspora reside.
This will happen in partnership with an ambitious lifestyle program promoting Jamaican food, beverage, and lifestyle products under one umbrella as a cogent pull strategy to derive demand.
Mr. Scott was speaking at the opening of a three-day workshop on Monday at Technological Solutions Limited in St. Andrew. The workshop is aimed at preparing exporters to comply with the new regulations for food safety set by the U.S. government. The session was part of an ongoing initiative to equip staff in food export operations to become Preventive Controls Qualified Individuals, PCQIs, based on the Food Safety Preventive Controls Alliance and the Food and Drug Administration FDA-developed curriculum. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is advising the public that the Orange Bay to Windsor Castle Main Road in the vicinity of the tax office in Buff Bay, Portland, has been closed. The closure is due to significant erosion caused by the inclement weather. Manager of Communication and Customer Services at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says strong wave action has resulted in a section of the seawall being undermined.
About 5 meters of the road has been impacted. We, since yesterday afternoon, have been using bowlers to try and shore up that area, and this effort will continue throughout today as we try to ensure that we don't see any further deterioration in the retaining structure, and we're in a position to have the roadway reopened as soon as possible.
Resulting from the closure, motorists traveling from the direction of Buff Bay Square to Port Antonio are being advised to use East Norman Lane onto Lynch Park Road, exiting beside the sports complex. The reverse will obtain for persons traveling from Port Antonio. Motorists are being advised to obey the instructions of flag persons and posted warning signs. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.